We have to get our own identity established, and that's where these quality fruit standards come in, and that has to be enacted by the Department of Ag. And, of course, it's enforced by the Department of Ag by the inspection process. The commissioner will appoint a committee of growers and packers that help develop those standards, and they make those recommendations to the commissioner that he enforces. But Florida's got kind of a unique situation. We're the only peaches available in the whole world that we know of in the months of March and April are actually coming from Florida. The problem is we're the only peaches picked tree right. And if you got a product that's unique from anyone else's, you shouldn't have the same standards as everyone else, because it's a whole different peach compared to Georgia and South Carolina and the Californias. We definitely don't have the size that they have, but we have better internal quality.
Rux, who owns Philip Rux Citrus Nursery and Frostproof, says there has to be at least two public meetings before a referendum can be held.
The first meeting is going to occur next Tuesday on May 12th in Dade City, and that'll be at the Pasco County Extension Office on State Road 52. That starts at 10 a.m. on May 12th, and then we'll have a follow-up meeting Wednesday, May 20th at Bartow at the Polk County Extension Office there at the Stewart Center.
Rux mentioned their peaches are harvested in March and April, so I asked him how the crop fared this year.
The peach crop this year was a very good crop set, but the size was small. And the reason why is we had some warm weather. It came on early this year, and it really wasn't as much cold weather. I mean, it didn't affect the set. It affected the size. Because sometimes you have to have a certain amount of chilling hours to set a crop, but you also have to have a certain amount of chilling hours to help develop the crop. And we didn't have the proper chilling hours to fully develop the crop in certain areas of the state this year. So there's a lot of peaches that are on the small side. They're great quality, and that's where this marking order could come to effect, to where we would address some type of weather event that penalizes the fruit standards, similar to like when we have a freeze for citrus. They have to generally change the standards of the citrus fruit, you know, suffered freeze damage in order to be able to make it sellable. So this would happen as well for peaches, and we really have to be on a ball to get that done, because that's every year is going to be different. And if we'd have had that in place this year, we probably could have sent out smaller size peaches, even though the quality is really great inside. They're a smaller peach, but if it's a standard that the Department of Ag endorses and it's inspected, there's no reason for someone to take peaches in all 50 states.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.